November 7th, asking the right question. Have you ever wanted to ask God why? Usually because of a situation that seems unfair, am I right? Whatever the cause, we want to shout at God, why this? Why now? Why me? And while God can handle our frustration and doubts, there's a more productive question we could be asking, and that is, what do you want from me? Because the truth is, whenever we find ourselves on a painful and uncertain road, God has a plan, a good plan. And He's always working in us and through us for our ultimate good and for His glory. But we have to trust Him. Ron Miguel felt he'd been shortchanged until he changed the question he'd been asking. He's here to share with us his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
Mother was active in Christian radio drama, so I went through the motions pretending to get saved. I was 5 when I was struck with polio, which left my back partially paralyzed and one leg shortened. Even worse in my eyes, I was afflicted with stuttering from then on. Eventually, treatment helped my back, and my left leg caught up with the right one, enough that I was on the track team in high school, but the stuttering stayed with me. I was a lonely and irritable boy in my teens. I spent hours alone singing and playing the ukulele because I could sing without stuttering. I made up for my impoverished social life by driving a sports car. And sometimes I listened to Unshackled. I would have loved to be a radio broadcaster, but I was rejected because of my stuttering, so I went to engineering school. One day I stopped by Pacific Garden Mission, and one of the staff gave me a tract to read, but I thought I was already saved. About that time, Mother began a prayer campaign to end my stuttering, and God answered those prayers. My tongue was set free. I went to a Bible study more out of curiosity than anything else. When the teacher questioned my salvation, I went home and leveled with God, asking Him to save me. Then I enrolled in Bible college. I still wanted to be in broadcasting, so I offered to work at a Christian radio station for free. They put me to work as custodian, but in time, I became general manager. What a change Jesus made in my heart and life.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 says, "By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son." Friend, Abraham sought to follow God's will despite what seemed like an unfair and impossible challenge, sacrificing his only son. But not only did God spare Isaac's life, Abraham became a testimony of obedience and a prophetic example of the coming Messiah. In the same way, if we can develop a mindset of faith, even through the unknowns, we just might catch a glimpse of how God wants to use us. We just have to ask the right question. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled Daily Devotionals are built on true life accounts and help us ponder the application of Scripture to our lives. Each devotional tells a dramatic testimony of transformation of a real person while addressing a relatable issue of the human condition. A key Bible verse is provided so you can dig deeper into its specific intent in these Unshackled Daily Devotionals. Unshackled Daily Devotionals are produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission.